Will you please turn to the Gospel according to John?
请我们翻开约翰福音。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
The first three verses.
开头的三节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things received being through Him, and without Him, not one thing received being which has received being.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Same chapter, verse 14.
同一章第十四节。
And the Word became flesh, dwelt among us, and we have contemplated His glory, a glory as of an only begotten with the Father.Full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And then the same chapter verses 17 and 18.
然后同一章圣经第十七、十八节。
For the law was given by Moses. Grace and truth subsist through Jesus Christ.No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And then we turn to the letter to the Colossians.
然后请我们翻到哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 1 will begin with verse 15.
哥罗西书第一章我们从第十五节读起。
From 15 through 17.
十五节到十七节。
Who?That is the Son of God's love, His image of the invisible God, firstborn of all creation. Because by Him were created all things, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or principalities or authorities.All things have been created by Him and for Him. And He is before all, and all things subsist together by Him.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的。一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
And finally, to the letter to the Hebrews.
最后，我们读希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章。
From verse 1 through verse 3.
从第一节到第三节。
God having spoken in many parts and in many ways, formerly to the fathers in the prophets, at the end of these days has spoken to us in the person of the Son, whom He has established heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the effulgence of His glory and the expression of His substance,And upholding all things by the word of His power.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多番的晓谕列祖， 就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
May we have a word of prayer.
请我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather together here this morning,
亲爱的主，今天早晨当我们一同聚集在这里的时候，
we want to thank thee for what thou hast done during the past few days.
我们要为着你在过去几天中所做的感谢你。
We thank thee for speaking to us.
我们为着你向我们说话感谢你。
And we believe that thy spirit is working in us.
我们相信你的灵在我们中间工作。
We thank thee for thy presence with us.
我们也相信你的同在在我们中间。
And Lord, we just want to give thee glory from the very start of this meeting.
主啊，在这聚会一开头的时候，我们要将荣耀归给你。
We do praise and thank thee that thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我们实在要赞美你，因为你是昨日、今日、直到永远都一样的。
We believe that thou will be with us as thou has been with us during the past few days.
我们相信你要与我们同在，正如同你在过去几天与我们同在一样。
Dear Lord, there is nothing more precious to us than thy very presence.
主啊，没有比你的同在对我们而言是更宝贵的。
We only pray, Lord, that thou will remove any veil that may be upon our heart.
我们只求你除去我们心中有任何的帕子。
We pray that thou will turn our hearts towards thee with unveiled face.
我们求你将我们的心转向你，使我们能够敞着脸。
That the glory of the Lord in the face of Jesus Christ may be seen.
好叫神的荣耀在耶稣基督的脸上被我们看见。
Dear Lord, we do realize that unless thy glory appear to us.
主啊，我们实在意识到，除非你的荣耀向我们显现。
We are totally hopeless and helpless.
我们是完全无望，也是无助的。
So it is the prayer of our heart.
主啊，这乃是我们心中的祈求。
That thou will show us thy glory.
你要将你的荣耀指示我们。
Show us thy glory in the face of Jesus Christ.
愿你的荣耀显在主耶稣基督的脸上。
O Lord, we believe that if thou should show thy glory, everything will be fulfilled.
主啊，只要你将你的荣耀向我们显示，一切的事都要被成全。
May the glory of the Lord fill this place.
愿主的荣耀充满这地。
Lead us into thy very presence.
引导我们进入你的同在中。
To behold thy beauty and to hear thy voice.
来注视你的荣美，也听你的声音。
O Lord, we pray that thou will bring us in our spirit even to heaven.
主啊，愿你的圣灵带领我们如同在天上一样。
And thou will accomplish that which no man can do.
愿你成全没有人不能所做的功。
It is for thy purpose, it is for thy glory.
是为着你的目的，为着你的荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
For the sake of those who may come only this morning.
为了今天早晨刚进到这里的弟兄姊妹的缘故。
I want to remind you that the theme of this conference.
我要再提醒大家这一次特会的主题。
Thank God we do not gather without any direction.
感谢神，我们聚在一起并不是没有方向。
We believe that the Lord has put in our hearts.
我们相信主摆在我们心中,
there is something that is very dear to his heart.
乃是在他心中非常, 亲爱宝贵的,
and it is something that he desires for us.
就是他盼望我们能够得着的。
So the theme of this conference is conformed to the image of God's Son.
这次特会的主题乃是磨成神儿子的形象。
Now this is God's eternal will.
这是神永远的旨意。
We find in the Word of God,
我们在神的话语中看见,
even before the foundation of the world,
甚至在创立世界以前,
God purposed in his heart.
神在他心中定了旨意和目的。
He purposed it according to his good pleasure.
他照着他所喜悦的定义。
Because this is what pleases him.
因为这是他所喜悦的。
And that purpose is concerning his beloved Son.
那个旨意是关乎他的爱子的。
That all things, whether in heaven or upon the earth,
叫一切无论是在天上在地上的事,
will be gathered together, sum up, head up in Christ Jesus.
都在他儿子耶稣基督里面同归于一。
And as God purposed that purpose,
当神定了那个目的的时候,
he further purposed in his beloved Son,
他在他的爱子里面再往前定了旨意,
that his beloved Son should have a bride,
他的爱子要得着一个心腹,
his counterpart, his like,
就是像他一样的配偶,
and that is the church,
那就是教,
the body of Christ,
那就是教会, 是基督的身体。
So we find that in God's purpose,
所以我们看见在神的目的中,
Christ Jesus is the center of his will.
主耶稣基督乃是他旨意的中心。
And yet, it is the purpose of God that there will be something to be in union, in one with Christ.
那么在神的旨意中还有一件事要与基督联合的。
And that is man.
那就是人。
And that is those who are redeemed of the Lord.
那就是主所救赎回来的。
So we find in the purpose of God,
所以我们看见在神的旨意中,
that we who are being chosen,
我们这些蒙拣选的人,
we have been chosen even before the foundation of the world.
我们甚至在创立世界以前就蒙了拣选。
We have been chosen in Christ Jesus.
我们是在基督耶稣里被拣选的。
And whom he has chosen, he has called.
他所拣选的他就呼召。
And whom he has called, he has justified.
他所招来的就使他们称义。
And whom he has justified, he has glorified.
被称为义的, 他就使他们得荣耀。
And to be glorified simply means to be conformed to the image of his beloved Son.
得荣耀的意义就是被磨成他爱子的形象。
So what a glorious purpose God has purposed in Christ for us.
所以这神在他爱子基督里面 所定的旨意，为着我们所定的旨意是何等的荣耀！
I often feel,
我常常感觉,
that among God's people,
在神的儿女中,
we are so need oriented.
我们常常是为着需要。
And if we are need oriented,
若是我们是常常为着自己的需要。
For instance, if we come to this conference,
举例来说,
what is the purpose behind our coming?
我们来的目的是什么呢?
Are we come that we may get something?
我们来是不是要得一些东西呢?
Are we come that our problems may be solved?
我们来是为了解决我们的问题吗?
Now if that is our purpose of coming,
那是我们来这里的目的,
then we are need oriented.
那我们就是为着自己需要而来。
And if we are need oriented,
若是我们仅仅位置需要,
then we are self-centered.
我们就是以自己为中心的,
but this is not God's perfect will.
但是这不是神呢, 完全的旨意,
God wants us to be purpose-oriented.
神希望我们呢, 是, 是有目的的,
and purpose-oriented deliver us from being self-centered.
当我们照着目的来行事的时候, 能够拯救我们脱离以自己为中心。
We want God's purpose to be fulfilled.
我们要神的旨意能够成全。
Even to be conformed to the image of God's Son is for His sake.
甚至被磨成他爱子的形象也是为着他而有的。
Then we will be God-centered.
那么我们就以神为中心。
We will be Christ-centered.
我们以基督为中心。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
at the very outset, we need to be clear.
在一开头的时候我们要很清楚,
that we are not here for ourselves.
我们不是为着自己来到这里。
We are here for our God, our beloved Christ.
我们是为着神, 为着我们所爱的基督来到这里。
We want to be conformed to the image of God's Son.
我们要被磨, 盼望能被磨成神儿子的形象。
Because this is what He wants.
因为这是他所要的。
And we want Him to have what He desires.
我们盼望他能够得着他所要的。
Now during the past few days,
在过去几天中,
we have been fellowshipping on this very subject.
我们 围绕着这个题目来交通。
My responsibility is very simple.
我的责任是很简单的。
As a matter of fact, during the past few days,
事实上在过去几天中,
the whole thought about this matter of being conformed to the image of God's Son have already been spoken.
关于在磨成 耶稣, 神儿子形象的整个的内容都已经被说出来了。
But because my responsibility is on the image of the invisible God.
因为我所被托付的责任乃是交通那看不见神的形象。
So I have to go back to the very beginning.
所以我不得不回到最原初的。
Now those who have been with us during the past few days, you have to excuse me.
过去这几天呢, 若是你在这里, 请你要原谅我。
So, because I'm leading you back to the beginning.
因为我要带大家回到开始的时候。
Now to be conformed to the image of God's Son.
要被磨成神儿子的形象。
First of all, we need to have a clear concept of what image is.
首先我们需要对于形象这个字有一个清楚的意念。
Now if we do not know what image is,
若是我们根本不知道形象的意义是什么,
how can we be conformed to that image?
我们怎么能被磨成那个形象?
Unfortunately, among God's people,
很可惜在神的子民中,
there is not a clear understanding of what image means in the Word of God.
照着神的话语来清楚认识, 形象的意义, 常常是被忽略的。
When we see a statue,
当我们看见一个雕像,
we say it is an image.
我们说它是一个形象。
When we see a picture, a photo,
当我们看见一个照片,
we say it is an image.
我们说那是一个形象。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们,
whether it is a statue or a photo,
不论它是一个雕塑或者是一个照片,
according to the word of God, they are but shadows.
照着神的话语来说, 那不过是影子。
It may give some of the original concept.
它可能表达那个真人的一点的意念。
But there is no life in it.
但是在其中却没有生命。
Because image in the Word of God is derived likeness.
因为照神的话语来说, 形象乃是衍生出来的一个样子。
Not only a likeness,
它不仅是一个样子,
But it is a likeness that is derived from the original.
它是从那个真人所生出来的一个样子。
Therefore, it is something living.
所以它是活的。
It is not only outwardly they look the same.
它不是外表看起来相似而已。
As we have already mentioned in the first day.
如同我们在第一天已经提到了。
A photographer, if he is a skilled photographer,
一个有技巧的摄影师,
when he takes a picture of a person,
当他为一个人照相的时候,
he not only is able to bring out the outward features of that person,
他不仅能够把那个人外貌的特征把它照出来,
he is even able to bring out some of the character of that person.
他甚至能够把那个人的个性、性格都表达出来。
So that kind of picture is very lively.
所以那种的照片呢，就栩栩如生。
But even though it is lively, it is lifeless.
但是即便它栩栩如生，仍然是没有生命的。
So it cannot be considered as an image according to the strict meaning in the scripture.
所以这样子。 照着圣经话语所表达的，它并不是那个形象。
Therefore, we find an image is a derived likeness.
所以我们看见呢，形象乃是衍生出来的样子。
It has to be born.
它必须是生出来的。
It is not something made.
它不是制作出来的。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
when we consider to be conformed to the image of God's Son,
当我们来思想被磨成神儿子的形象的时候,
I believe those who have been here the last few days,
我相信过去几天已经在这里的人,
have been reminded again and again,
我们一再地被提醒,
it is not something just outward,
它不只是仅仅外表的事物,
it is intensely inward.
它乃是呢非常集中的是指的理念。
It is not something that you can imitate.
不是我们外表去模仿的。
It is something that you have to be conformed to that image.
而是我们被磨成的成为那个形象。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
with that in mind,
我们记住这个,
then we are able to find out what is meant by being conformed to the image of God's Son.
我们才能看见呢, 被磨成神儿子形象, 它的意义是什么?
During the first session,
在第一堂的交通中,
we fellowship on this matter of how the invisible God is made known.
在第一堂的交通中，我们交通到 在不可看见的神怎样被人认识?
God is invisible.
神是看不见的。
Because he is spirit.
因为他是灵。
But even though he is invisible,
即便他是看不见的,
he is not unknowable.
他却不是不可认识的。
Because from the very beginning of human history,
因为在人类 最早期的开始的历史中,
we find that God used all kinds of ways to reveal himself.
我们看见神用各种的方式将他自己向人启示出来。
If God should keep to himself,
若是神只谨守在他自己里面,
we would never be able to know him.
我们永远不可能来认识他。
He will be the greatest mystery in the whole universe.
他就成为宇宙中最大的奥秘。
We cannot penetrate into him.
我们不可能穿透神。
He is far, far beyond us.
他是远超过我们。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He is the God who reveals himself.
他乃是启示自己的神。
So all that we know about God is from revelation.
所以我们对神的认识都是出于启示的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
if you know anything about God which is not from revelation,
若是你对神有任何的认识不是出于启示的,
as our brother has said, you may know about God, but you do not know God himself.
那就如同我们弟兄所说的，我们只知道关于神的事，而不是认识神自己。
This is very simple.
这是非常简单的。
Because before we were saved,
因为当我们成形之前
，before the Lord met us,
当神造我们之前
，that was our condition.
那就是我们的光景。
We might be brought up in a Christian family.
我们可能从一个基督徒的家庭中。
Now I was brought up in a Christian family.
我就是成长在基督徒的家庭。
I do thank God for that.
我实在为那感谢神。
Because originally our family was not Christian at all.
因为原初我们跟我们不是基督徒。
By the grace of God,
因着神的恩典。
When my father was young,
当我父亲年轻的时候。
My grandfather sent him to a mission school.
我的祖父就把他送去一个教会学校。
The reason is my grandfather was a builder.
因为我的祖父是一个建筑商。
And he wanted to do business with Westerners.
他盼望跟西方人呢做生意。
And my father being the firstborn.
我的父亲是长子。
So he sent him to a mission school.
所以他就送他去教会学校。
To learn English.
去学英文
，so that my father can help him in his business.
好叫我的父亲能够在他生意上帮助他。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
When my father was in the mission school, he got saved.
当我父亲在学校中，他就得救了。
You know, at that time in China, if anyone believed in so-called Christianity.
我们知道，在那个时代，在中国。若是有任何人接受了基督教
，They will be called rice Christian.
他们要称作呢吃饭的基督徒。
Because only those poor people who need help.
因为只有那些穷人需要帮助。
They will go to the missionaries and say, "I believe in Jesus."
他们到宣教士面前说我信了耶稣基督。
So people look down upon these so-called Christians.
所以人们轻看那些被称作基督徒的人。
When my father got saved, my grandfather was so ashamed.
当我父亲得救的时候呢，我祖父觉得很羞耻。
So he kept him from going to school.
所以他就不让他上学了。
He thought that if he can be separated from the foreigners, he will be all right.
他想呢，若是他能够和外国人分开，他就没事了。
But thank God, my father's faith was real.
但是感谢神，我父亲的信心是真实的。
And because of this, out of our big family, when I was born to a Christian home.
因着这个缘故呢，我们是一个大家族。当我出生的时候，我就生在基督徒的家中。
My father loved the Lord.
我的父亲爱主。
In our family,
在我们家中
，every evening before supper, we have prayer together.
每天晚上在吃晚饭之前，我们一同祷告。
My father will gather the whole family.
我父亲把全家人聚在一起。
And there will be a big Bible there.
在那里就有一本大本的圣经。
And he will read from the Word of God.
他就从神话中读给我们听。
And then we all knelt down, and he will lead us in prayer.
我们都跪下，他就带我们祷告。
So from my childhood, I knew about God.
所以从我童年开始，我就认识关于神的事情。
I never doubt about God.
我从来没有怀疑过神。
I never doubt about Jesus as the Savior.
我也从来没有怀疑过耶稣是救主。
I knew the Bible stories.
我也知道圣经的故事。
As a matter of fact, before I was saved, I preached.
事实上呢，在我得救之前，我就讲过道。
And I led prayer meetings.
我也领过祷告聚会。
But I do not know him.
但是我却不认识他。
I thought he was distant, far, far away.
我认为呢，他是非常远，距离非常遥远。
I knew he was there.
我知道他在那。
And I knew Jesus is the Savior of the world.
我也知道耶稣是全世界的救主。
But I feel that I'm okay.
但是我感觉呢，我还蛮好的。
Let Jesus save the sinners.
让耶稣去救罪人。
I really don't need him.
我实在不需要他。
That was my situation.
那就是我的光景。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
if there is no revelation from above,
若是没有从上头来的启示,
not only you do not know God,
不仅我们不认识神,
you do not know yourself.
我们也不认识自己。
That was my situation.
那就是我的光景。
But thank God,
但是感谢神,
it pleases Him to reveal His Son in me.
他乐意将他的儿子启示在我们里面。
And that was the beginning of our Christian life.
那是我们基督徒生命的开始。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
do not forget our first lesson.
请不要忘记我们第一个功课。
Because that first lesson is the lesson that guides us all through our life.
因为呢，第一个功课要引导我们走完我们整个一生。
How do we know God?
我们怎么认识神呢?
By revelation.
是借着启示。
Unless God reveals His Son in us,
除非神将他的儿子启示在我们里面,
we do not really know Him.
我们并不真的认识他。
We may know a lot about Him.
我们可能知道关于他的许多事情,
but there is no relationship.
但是却没有一个关系。
And because of that,
因那个缘故,
there is no life.
就没有生命,
and because of no life,
因着没有生命,
there is no confirmation,
也就不可能被改变磨成,
and to conform to the image of God's Son,
就是被磨成神儿子的形象。
So we find throughout the Bible,
所以我们读整本圣经,
even before the coming of our Lord Jesus to this earth,
甚至在我们主耶稣来到地上之前,
we find that God tried in many different ways to reveal Himself.
我们看见神用各样的方式试着要启示他自己。
He tried to make people know about Him.
他试着要使人能够认识他。
The invisible God by the visible things.
借着可见的事物让人能够认识看不见的神。
By what He has created.
借着他所造的。
Then we began to understand His eternal power.
我们开始明白他的永能,
and His divinity.
和他的神性。
And then we find even in human history,
我们甚至在人类的历史中,
you find that God is at the back of human history.
我们也看见神在人历史的背后。
He spread the people all over the world.
他将人分散在全地。
He determined the nations and their boundaries.
他决定 各国的疆界,
and their time,
也定了他们的年限。
And if we really think about human history,
当我们真正来思想人类历史的时候,
we cannot help but say it is His history.
我们不能不说这乃是他的历史,
because He is in control.
因为他在管制一切。
He is really God.
他真是神。
And then we also find how He tried to speak to some people.
我们也看见他试着向一些人说话。
In the Old Testament, we find how He appeared to people.
在旧约时代，我们看见他怎样向人显现。
Sometimes He appeared as an angel.
有的时候在天使的情况中向人显现。
Whenever you see in the Bible the angel or the Lord,
当我们在圣经上读到讲到呢，有主的使者
，the angel of Jehovah，
耶和华的使者
，you know it is the second person of the Triune God，
我们就知道那乃是三而一神里面的第二位
，sometimes in angelic form， sometimes in human form，
有的时候好像是在天使的形象中，有的时候在人的形象中
，God was always trying to show Himself to man.
神总是要将他自己向人启示出来。
God not only created man, He wants to have a relationship with man.
他不仅创造人, 并且他盼望和人之间有一个关系。
And how He gave the law to the nation of Israel.
他怎样引导整个以色列国。
By law, He reveals something of His inner character.
他将律法赐给以色列人，在律法中他启示他自己的本性。
That He is holy and righteous.
他是圣洁和公义的。
Because He is holy, He wants us to be holy.
因着他是圣洁的，他要我们成为圣洁。
He is righteous, therefore we need to be righteous.
因着他是公义的，我们也需要是公义。
And through the prophets of the ages.
借着历代的先知们。
In many parts and in many ways, he spoke to us.
在多次多方，他向我们说话。
He used all kinds of types and figures to reveal his heart.
他用各种的预表还有表征向我们的心说话。
And he even through those holy men of God to reveal something of his character.
甚至他用属神圣洁的人把他自己的特性向人表达出来。
But in spite of all these,
但是不仅如此，
God was still unknown.
神仍然是未知的。
Because there was nothing that can be his own image.
但是因着呢，没有一样事或人能够成为他的形象。
Through that image that he might be fully known.
借着那一个形象，他能够被完全的认识。
So, at the end of time, fullness of time,
所以到了时候满足的末世的时候，
He sent his only begotten Son into this world.
他就打发他独生的爱子来到地上。
And no one has ever seen God.
从来没有人看见过神。
But from the one who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
唯有父怀中的独生子将他表明出来。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
we now come to what we will share this morning.
现在我们就来到今天早晨我们要交通的。
Christ, the exact image of the invisible God.
基督乃是那不能看见之神准确无差的形象。
Because we find in Colossians chapter 1 verse 15.
因为我们在哥罗西书第一章十五节中看见。
He, the Son of God's love, is the exact image of the invisible God.
爱子是那不能看见之神准确无差的形象。
Now in order to understand this,
为着要明白这话的意思，
We have to go back to the very beginning.
我们需要回到最开始的时候。
That's why you find in the Gospel according to John.
这就是我们在约翰福音里面所看见。
He said, In the beginning was the Word.
他说太初有道。
Now this beginning is further back than Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
这个太初比创世纪里面的起初还要更早。
Because in Genesis chapter 1:1 is the beginning of creation.
因为在创世纪里面的那个开始乃是创造的开始。
God began to create.
神开始创造。
But the beginning here in the Gospel according to John is the beginning of all beginnings.
但是在约翰福音里面讲到的太初乃是一切的起始。
God is the beginning.
神乃是那个起始。
Aside from him, there is nothing.
除他之外，别无其他的事物。
In the beginning,
太初
there was God.
神在那里。
The supreme one.
那最高的。
The I am that I am.
那自有永有的。
The self-existing one.
那是自有的一位。
But John begins by saying, In the beginning was the Word.
但是使徒约翰开始说到太初有道。
We were saying in the beginning was God.
我们应该说呢，太初神在那里。
But John said in the beginning was the Word.
但是约翰说太初有道。
The word logos simply means speech.
这个道简单的来说就是话语，说出来的话。
Expression.
一个表达。
Utterance.
一个言语。
In the beginning was the expression.
在太初就有一个表达。
In the beginning was the utterance.
在太初就有话语。
In the beginning was the speech.
在太初就有说出来的话。
Now does it tell us something?
这岂不告诉我们一些事情吗?
That in the very beginning,
在太初的时候,
God who is invisible,
神是看不见的,
that he has a speech.
他有一篇话语要说,
he has the word.
他有道,
how do we know people?
我们怎么认识人呢?
If a person is silent,
如果一个人沉默不说话,
we do not know what is within him.
我们不知道在他里面有什么故事,
but once he opened his mouth,
但是他一开口,
then you begin to see what is in him.
你就可以看见在他里面是什么,
because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
从他心里的丰富, 他现在说话了。
Now if God is silent,
若是神是沉默的,
he is a silent one.
若是他是沉默的神,
he never say a word.
他从来不说话,
who will know him?
谁会认识他呢?
But thank God,
但是感谢神,
God is such that he is the word.
神乃是话, 说话的神。
So from the very beginning, you find God wants to say something.
所以在太初的时候，我们看见神有话要说。
And he has a speech there.
他有一篇的信息。
There is an expression that will reveal what he is.
他有一个表达能够启示他是怎样的一位。
Now, in our human mind,
在我们人的心思中,
our word is connected with our person.
我们的话语和我们这个人是连在一起的。
Our word and our person are one.
我们的话跟我们这个人是一。
Because it is I who speak.
因着是我来说话。
And my speech will reveal what I am.
我的话语就把我所示的显明出来。
But the wonderful thing is,
但是奇妙的事乃是,
in the beginning was the word.
太初就有道。
And the word was with God.
道与神同在。
In other words,
换言之,
here is the difference.
在这里有不同。
There is the word.
在那里有道。
But the word is another person.
但是道是另一位。
The word is with God.
道是与神同在。
But even though it is another person,
即便他是另一位,
and the word was God,
但是道就是神,
it is one with God.
他与神是一。
So that is the mystery of the Godhead.
这是神格里面的奥秘。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
what we need to see is this,
我们需要看见的乃是这个,
that in the very beginning,
在太初的时候,
even though God is spirit,
即便神是灵,
even though he is invisible,
即便他是看不见的,
but he does want to reveal himself.
但是他确实盼望能够启示他自己。
This is within him.
这是在他里面。
So you find that the Son is the Word.
所以我们看见子乃是那话, 那道。
The Son of God's love is his speech.
神的爱子乃是神言语的发表。
The Son of God's love is his representation.
神所爱的儿子乃是那个代表。
The Son of God's love is his manifestation.
神的爱子乃是他的发表。
And this representation and manifestation is full.
这个代表与发表乃是丰满的完全的。
Because they are one.
因为他们是一。
So we find whatever God is.
所以我们看见, 神怎样, 是怎样一位。
That is what the word is.
那就是, 话语所示的。
There is nothing more, nothing less.
不多也不少。
The Son and the Father are one.
子与父是一。
That is our God.
这乃是我们的神。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
do not think that God is unknowable.
不要认为神是不可知的。
According to the human mind,
照着人的心思,
even the best of human mind,
即便是最好的心思,
he would think that if there is a God, that this God is the unknown God.
他们想到呢, 若是有一位神,
the Athenians were famous for their philosophy.
雅典人呢,
and they believed that there must be someone beyond them.
他们相信呢,有一位呢,
but they cannot penetrate.
但是他们却没有办法参透他们。
So they had an altar called the unknown to the unknown God.
所以他们有一座坛是献给那位未世之神的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
how we misunderstood God altogether.
我们呢,是如何地误解了神?
Because our God is a God who reveals himself.
因为我们的神乃是启示他自己的神。
And the way to reveal himself is by his word.
他启示自己的方式乃是借着他的话语。
That was from the very beginning.
那乃是从太初就有的。
That was the very nature of God.
那乃是神的本性。
So if we do not know him,
若是我们不认识他,
not because God does not want us to,
不是神不要我们认识他,
because we do not seek for him,
乃是我们不寻求他。
In the beginning was the Word,
太初有道,
and the Word was with God,
道与神同在,
and the Word was God,
道就是神。
But all these are transcendental.
但是这一切都是超越的。
It is there.
它在那里。
The representation is there.
那个代表在那里。
The manifestation is there.
也有发表。
But it is in heaven.
但是却在天上。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
One day,
有一天,
the Word became flesh.
这道成了肉身。
Tabernacle among man,
支搭帐篷在人间,
full of grace and truth,
丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
In other words,
换言之,
when the Word became flesh,
当道成为肉身的时候,
then what is transcendental become what is imminent.
那超越的, 遥远的, 现在就在我们眼前了。
What remains in heaven is now appeared on earth.
那个原来在天上的, 现在在地上显明出来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
in order for the Son of God to do this,
要神的儿子能够完成这个,
because he originally was in the form of God.
因着他本有神的形象。
Now if you read Philippians chapter 2,
我们若是读腓立比书第二章,
we find that our Lord Jesus,
我们看见我们的主耶稣,
chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2,
腓立比书第二章,
verse 5, let his mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who subsisting in the form of God.
第五节, 第六节, 你们当以基督耶稣的心为心, 祂本有神的形象。
Here we find that Christ subsists in the form of God.
这里我们看见, 基督祂有神的形象。
Now the form here again is not something outward.
这里的形象, 再一次的, 不是指着外面说的。
The form here in the original means something inward.
在原文里面, 它的意思乃是指着里面的形象。
It means the essence, the substance.
指着它的本质, 指着它的实质说的。
So our Lord Jesus, as the Son of God, he was in the form of God.
所以我们的主耶稣基督, 祂是神的儿子, 祂有神的形象。
He has all the essence, the substance. As the Bible said, all the fullness of the Godhead was in him.
正如同圣经告诉我们说的, 神本性里面的丰富, 都在他的里面。
Whatever God is, the Son is.
神所是的就是子所是的。
There is nothing more, nothing less.
不多也不少。
So in Hebrews he said, he is the outshining of the glory.
所以希伯来书里面讲到他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
We cannot look at the sun.
我们不能够注视太阳。
As our brother already mentioned, that if we look at the sun, we will be blinded.
正如我们弟兄所提到的，若是我们直视太阳的时候，眼睛就会瞎。
But the outshining of the sun.
但是当太阳发出光辉的时候，
we see the light.
我们看见那个光。
And by seeing the light, we know the sun.
借着看见那个光，我们就认识太阳。
So our Lord Jesus, he was in the form of God.
所以我们的主耶稣基督，他本有神的形象。
All the essence, substance of God was in him.
神的本质和实质都在他的里面。
And because he is God.
因着他就是神。
So all the glory, the power, the authority are his.
所以所有的荣耀、能力和权柄也都在他里面。
To be equal with God, with him, is not something to be grasped at.
他与神同等，但是对他而言却不是巧夺的。
Because this is what he was.
因为这就是他所是的。
Now, in order to come into this world,
那么为着要能够来到地上，
he had to lay aside, as it were, that form for a time.
他必须要把他原来的那个形象把它放在一边。
The Bible tells us that he emptied himself.
圣经告诉我们说他就虚己，倒空自己。
Now, he cannot all empty himself of his deity.
他没有办法把他的神性倒空。
Because this is what he is.
因为那乃是他所是的。
But he is able to empty himself of all the honor and glory attached to God.
但是他却可以把那神所有一切的尊贵荣耀都把它倒空。
He can lay aside his right as God for a time.
他把做神所有的权利暂时的放在一边。
In order that he may take up the form of a bond slave.
好使他能够取奴仆的形象。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
in incarnation, we need to see the emptiness.
在主耶稣的成为肉身，我们应该看见他的虚己。
Subsisting in the form of God.
他本有神的形象。
And yet he lay aside or he hide that form for a time.
他把那个形象把它放在一边，把它隐藏起来一段时间。
So that he can take up another form.
好使他自己能够取另外一个形象。
It is the form of a bond slave.
那乃是一个奴仆的形象。
And that form is not an outward appearance.
那一个形象也不是一个外表的样子。
That form is an inward reality.
那个形象乃是里面的一个实际。
So when Christ came into this world,
所以当基督来到这地上的时候，
from the form of God, he took the form of a bond slave.
他从神的形象，他现在取了一个奴仆的形象。
So far as his inward mind is concerned,
所以就着他里面的心思来说，
he was God.
他是神。
He was in authority.
他是权柄。
He was sovereign.
他是主宰。
All powerful.
他是有能力的。
He was the supreme will.
他是那至高的意志。
No one can tell him what to do.
没有一个人可以指使他做。
Because he is the one in command.
因为他乃是掌管一切的。
And yet he lay aside that form.
然而他把那一个形象就放在里面。
He hide that form.
他把那个形象隐藏起来。
And he took up another inward mind.
他就 取了另一个内在的心思。
And it is the mind of a bond slave.
那一个心思乃是奴仆的心思。
Now a bond slave has no right whatsoever.
一个奴仆没有任何的权利。
He has no right even to his own life.
他对他自己的生命都没有权利。
Because he's somebody's property.
因为他是别人的产业。
A bond slave is to obey, to listen.
一个奴仆是来听顺服的。
It's not to command and to order.
不是来发命令指使人的。
So think of it.
所以我们好好思想一下。
That our Lord Jesus, when he came into this world,
当我们主耶稣基督来到地上的时候，
how he emptied himself.
他怎么样倒空他的自己。
And in his inner heart, there is the form of a slave.
在他的心中有一个奴仆的形象。
Outwardly, he took a human fashion.
他外面他穿上了人的样子。
You look at him, he is a man.
我们看他的时候他是一个人。
But inwardly, he is a bond slave.
但是里面他是一个奴仆。
That is his mindset.
那就是他的意念。
That is the emptiness.
那叫做倒空虚己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
You know when God first created man,
我们知道当神起初造人的时候，
man is supposed to be a bond slave to God.
人本应该是做神的奴仆的。
Man is not created to be his own master.
人不是被造来做自己主人的。
Because you remember when the Lord appeared to Saul of Tarsus.
因为我们记得当主向大树的扫罗显现的时候，
He said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Don't you know it is hard for you to kick against the goats?
你岂不知用脚踢刺是难的吗？
Now why does the Lord say that?
为什么主要这样说呢？
Because Saul thought that he was his own master.
因为扫罗认为他自己是自己的主人。
He was to command.
他可以来发命令。
But the Lord reminded him.
但是神提醒了，主提醒了。
You are created to be a bond slave.
你受造是要做一个奴仆。
Like an ox,
好像
under yoke.
好像一个牛来负轭一样。
You have to obey your master.
你必须要来顺服你的主人。
If you do not listen to your master, the master will warn you with the goads.
若是你不肯听你主人，那么主人就要用刺棍来刺你。
But if you kick against the goats, you hurt yourself.
但是若是你用脚踢刺棍，你就要伤了自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
man was created to be over all but under one.
人受造要来管理万有，却在一位之下。
Man was given dominion over all things.
人呢，神把管理全地的责任交付给人。
But he was not the owner.
但是他却不是主人。
He was to obey his creator.
他必须要来顺服创造他的。
And do God's will.
来遵行神的旨意。
That is the real man.
那乃是真的人。
So you find when our Lord Jesus came into this world.
所以当我们看见我们的主耶稣来到这地上的时候，
He was the man after God's own heart. He was the man that God first created to be.
他乃是神所当初造人所要的那个人的样子。
Because outwardly a man, inwardly a bond slave.
因为外在来说他是一个人，内在来说是一个奴仆。
So he can fully represent and manifest God.
所以他能够丰满的来代表并且发表神。
Now the word became flesh，
道成为肉身。
And dwelt among men，
住在人的中间。
The Bible said full of grace and truth，
圣经说丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
Here you find as a man，
这里我们看见作为人，
he is full of grace and truth.
他满有恩典和真理。
Now what is grace?
什么是恩典？
What is truth?
什么是真理呢？
Now if you read The whole Gospel of John.
若是我们读整卷约翰福音,
you find that his life upon this earth.
我们看见他在地上的生活,
manifest two things.
显出两件事情来,
he manifests what grace is, and he manifests what truth is.
他显出什么是恩典,
the law was given by Moses.
律法是从摩西来的,
but truth, grace and truth subsist in Christ Jesus.
恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
We know that God is grace.
我们知道神是恩典。
We know that He is truth.
我们知道神是真理。
But this truth and grace was in heaven.
但是这个恩典和真理都在天上。
But now, with the coming of our Lord Jesus into this earth,
但是现在我们主耶稣基督来到这个地上,
He brought grace and truth into this world.
他把恩典和真理带到地上来。
He showed us what grace is.
他向我们表明什么是恩典。
He showed us what truth is.
他向我们表明什么是真理。
Oftentimes, we think if there's grace, then there is no truth.
许多时候我们认为呢, 有恩典就没有真理。
And if there is truth, there is no grace.
啊, 如果有真理呢, 就没有恩典。
These two things seem to be opposite to each other.
这两件事好像是彼此相对的。
If I'm going to be gracious,
若是我要有恩典的话,
how can I be truthful?
我怎么可能, 是真实, 守住真理呢?
If I want to be true,
若是我要真实的话,
how can I be gracious?
我怎么可能 变得有恩典呢?
Because everything has to be just right.
因为每一件事都要必须是对的。
And whatever is not right has to be judged.
如果不对, 我就要审判。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们,
the word tells us, grace and truth subsist in Christ Jesus.
主的话告诉我们说, 恩典和真理都从耶稣基督来。
He is both grace and truth.
他是恩典也是真理。
Grace and truth are one.
这个恩典和真理成为一了。
All his deeds are grace.
所有他恩典的行动。
All his words are truth.
所有他的话语都是真理。And
grace and truth work together as one.
而恩典和真理呢，合一的来同工。
That is the way that the Gospel according to John is written.
这就是我们看见约翰福音他的写作。
We find how our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, he did something gracious.
我们看见主耶稣在地上的时候，他行了许多恩典的事。
And then he says something truthful.
然后他说一些真理。
Grace and truth subsist in Christ Jesus.
恩典与真理都是由耶稣基督来的。For
the first time in the world, you really see what grace is and what truth is.
在地上，我们头一次开始看见什么是恩典，什么是真理。We
often said, now what is grace?
我们常常问什么是恩典。Now
according to that word in the original,
照着原文的那个字的意思,
grace includes three things.
恩典包含了三件事情。
Number one, grace is an object or a person that is so beautiful that when you look at it, it gives you pleasure.
恩典乃是一件事情，一个人。 当你注视他的时候，他是那么的美丽，以至于叫我们里面快乐喜悦。
Number two,
第二,
grace is something that is given freely and universally.
恩典是一件事情，是白白的、普遍的赏赐给众人。
And third,
第三,
those who receive grace will take up the character, the nature of grace, to be gracious to other people.
那些得着恩典的人会进到他们的性格性情里面，以至于他们能够把恩典给别人。
And that is what our Lord has brought into this world.
那就是我们的主耶稣所带到这世上来的。
We find that he is so beautiful.
我们看见他是如此的美丽。
And that he really attracts our heart.
他实在吸引我们的心。
And we find that he is so gracious as to give universally and freely.
我们看见他是那样的有恩典，以至于他普遍的，并且没有保留，白白的赐给我们。
And he causes us to be gracious.
他也使我们成为有恩典的人。
Again, you find in the Gospel according to John.
在约翰福音里面，我们一再的可以看见。
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
我实实在在的告诉你们。
Why? Because he is Amen and Amen.
啊，为什么呢？他因为这乃是阿门，阿门。
Whatever he say is true and eternally true.
不，他说什么都是真实的，并且是永远是真理。
And that is what we notice in his life.
那是我们在他的一生所看见的。
Now when you look at his life on earth.
当我们注视他在地上的一生，
full of grace and truth，
充满了恩典和真理，
what will be your reaction？
我们的反应是什么呢？
If you are not prejudiced，
若是我们没有成见的话，
then when you see a person who is full of grace and truth，
当我们看见一个人充满了恩典和真理，
you will say he is a great man。
我们会说他是一个伟人。
He is Elijah.
他是以利亚。
Or he is Jeremiah.
或者他是耶利米。
Or he is one of the prophets.
或者他是众先之中的一位。
And now, if you are Chinese,
若是我们是中国人的话，
and you will say Confucius has come into life.
我们会说呢，孔子再生了。
He is the greatest man in the world.
他是地上最大的伟人。
That is the verdict of the world.
这是世人对他的一个判断。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
you find in chapter 1 verse 14 of John,
我们在约翰福音第一章十四节里，
there is a sentence within parentheses.
在这里有一句话是在括弧里面。
And we have contemplated his glory, a glory as of the only begotten with the Father.
我们见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
In other words,
换言之，
when you look at the life of Jesus,
当我们看主耶稣的一生，
without revelation,
没有启示的话，
you will find he is a great man.
我们会发现呢，他是一个伟人。
And that is the verdict of the world.
那是世人对他的判断。
Our Lord Jesus one day asked his disciples,
有一天我们的主问他的门徒们，
what the world say about me?
世人怎么说？
Now of course the disciples in order to please their master,
这些门徒们为了要讨主人的，他们主的喜悦，
they will not tell him anything bad,
他们不会跟他讲任何不好的事，
because many bad things are talked or spoken of our Lord,
因为有许多人批评讲我们主不好，
they only brought to him the best comment,
他们都把最好的这些评论告诉主。
And to the Jewish people, who is a greater prophet than Elijah?
对以色列人来说呢，有哪一个先知比以利亚更大呢？
And because our Lord Jesus wept,
因为我们的主常常哀哭，
so he must be Jeremiah，
所以他必须是，必定是耶利米。
Or he may be the prophet that Moses talked about，
或者他就是摩西所说的那一位先知。
One day God will send among your brethren a prophet，
有一日呢，主要打发一位先知到你们中间。
And you must listen to him，
你们必须要听他。
If you don't listen to him, you will die，
如果你不听从他的话，你必定死。
Oh, he must be that prophet，
那他必定是那一位先知。
Because he spoke with authority，
因为他说话有权柄。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们，
the world does not know him，
世界不认识他。
He came to his own and his own received him not，
他来到自己的人的中间，他们却不接受他。
But thank God,
但是感谢神,
we have contemplated.
我们却曾经注视过他。
In other words,
换一句话说,
if we really receive revelation,
若是我们真正得着了启示,
and we really think about it,
若我们真正的来思考他,
we will find that he is something more than just a man.
我们会发现他远远多过仅仅是一个人。
Behind a life full of grace and truth,
在其后有一个生命充满了恩典与真理。
Behind that kind of life,
在这样的生命之背后,
you see a glory.
我们看见了一个荣耀。
And that glory is the glory as of the only begotten Son with the Father.
那个荣光乃是与父同在的独生子的荣光。
Only in Him you can see the glory of God.
唯有在他的里面，我们能够看见神的荣耀。
People may receive His act of grace.
人们可能接受他恩典行动的那个结果。
Or even have heard His word of truth.
甚至听见他真理的言语,
and yet they cannot, they do not see the glory.
然而他们却没有看见了荣耀,
because the glory was in a sense hidden.
因为就一面意义来讲, 那个荣耀是被隐藏的。
When our Lord Jesus came into this world,
当我们主耶稣来到这地上的时候,
He came incognito.
他是不被认、不被觉察的来的。
And you know, sometimes the king wants to know the situation of his people.
有的时候呢, 一个君王想要了解百姓的情形。
So he changed his dress.
所以他就改装了。
He pretended to be somebody else.
他就装扮成另外一个人。
So that he can know the real situation of his people.
所以他能够在人们中间了解他们的情形。
Now, when our Lord Jesus came into this world,
当我们的主耶稣来到这地上的时候,
he put aside temporarily the form of God.
他暂时将神的形象放在一边。
And he took upon himself the form of a bond slave.
他就为他自己取了奴仆的形象。
And he came in the fashion of a man.
他成为人的样子。
So he came incognito.
所以他来的时候不被人觉察。
So people only see him as a man, the perfect man.
所以一般人看他呢, 只不过是一个完全的人而已。
They are unable to see his divine glory.
他们没有办法看见他那神圣的荣耀。
He, if you really contemplate,
若是我们真正的注视并且思想,
then you will see a glory.
然后我们 会看见一个荣耀,
and that glory is the glory of an only begotten Son with a Father.
那乃是与父同在独生子的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
thank God,
感谢神,
we do see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我们实在在耶稣基督的面上看见了神的荣耀。
But that needs revelation.
但是那个需要启示。
That needs pondering before him.
那需要我们在他的面前思考。
What we have seen and heard, we lay it in our heart.
我们所听见、所看见的存在我们心中。
Just like Mary, the mother of Jesus.
正如同主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚一样。
How he pondered within him.
他怎样 摆在心中反复的思想。
She thought about it.
她想了再想。
And will not let what she saw or heard and let them fade up away.
她不让她所看见的、所听见的在她里面褪色就消失了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
as we see the life of our Lord Jesus on earth,
当我们看见我们主耶稣在地上的一生,
we need to ponder over it.
我们需要反复的思想。
Not just after we heard, we just forgot.
不是我们听过就忘记了。
Or after we saw, we forgot.
或者我们看见了，我们也就忘记了。
Then we will only see he is a man full of grace and truth.
那么我们仅仅看见他是一个满有恩典和真理的人而已。
We cannot see the glory of God.
我们却没有办法看见神的荣耀。
And actually, it is the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
实际上，神的荣耀是显在耶稣基督的脸上。
So he is the full representation and manifestation of the invisible God.
所以他乃是那不能看见之神完全的代表与发表。
And not only in his life,
不仅在他的生活，
but in his death,
并且在他的死里面。
Our brother last night has already mentioned it.
我们弟兄昨天晚上已经提到。
I will just mention this.
我要仅仅提一下。
That on the cross of our Lord Jesus,
我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
What do we see on that cross?
在那个十字架上我们看见什么呢？
What do we see in his death?
在他的死里面我们看见什么呢？
Do we only see his sufferings?
我们是不是仅看见他的受苦呢？
And even when we see his suffering, we only see his physical suffering.
或者我们看见他的受苦，仅仅是看见他肉身的痛苦呢？
The truth is, his suffering on the cross is more than just physical.
而事实上，他在十字架上的痛苦远超过肉身的痛苦。
The greatest of his suffering is when he cried out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
他最大的痛苦乃是当他呼喊说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
behind all the sufferings of the cross,
在这十字架上所有痛苦之后，
there is the glory of God.
有神的荣耀。
You know, the cross is a symbol of shame.
我们知道十字架是一个羞辱的记号。
But to us, the cross is God, is glory.
但是对我们而言，十字架乃是荣耀。
Because on that cross,
因为在那个十字架上，
we see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我们看见神的荣耀显在耶稣基督的脸上。
There he manifests the love of God to the fullest.
在那里他将神的爱极致的发表出来。
And at the same time he manifests the righteousness, the justice of God to the fullest.
同时他也将神的公义和公理极致的发表出来。
Even though he is the Son of God,
即便他是神子，
the only begotten Son,
神独生的爱子，
but when he took upon himself the sin of the world,
当他背负，在他身上背负全世界的罪，
the Father will not spare him,
神也不放过他。
When God crushed him on the cross,
神在十字架上将他压伤的时候，
God turned his face away,
神就掩面不看。
Even God could not bear to see,
甚至神自己也没有办法看。
It shows the perfect righteousness of God,
在那里显出神完全的公义，
perfect love and perfect righteousness,
完全的爱和完全的公义。
Full representation and full manifestation of the invisible God.
将看不见的神完全的代表和彰显发表出来。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we need to be conformed to the image of God's beloved Son.
我们需要被磨成神独生子的样形象。
Because he is the exact image of God.
因为他是神那准确无差的形象。
God has revealed himself to us in his Son.
神在他的爱子里面将他自己启示给我们。
During that last night before his crucifixion,
在他钉十字架的前一夜，
while he was having that Passover feast with his disciples，
当他与门徒们一同吃逾越节的筵席的时候，
you remember Philip asked the question，
我们记得腓力问了一个问题，
show us the Father and he suffices us，
主啊，请你将父显给我们看，我们就满意满足了。
How the heart of our Lord was hurt，
我们的主的心何等的伤痛。
Philip, you have been with me for so long.
主说，腓力，你与我同在如此之久。
And you still ask to show you the Father.
你仍然要我将父指示给你。
Don't you know that the Father is in me and I am in Him?
你岂不知父在我里面，我也在父里面吗？
If you see me, you see the Father. There is nothing less, nothing more.
不多也不少。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
have we seen the glory of God?
我们有没有看见神的荣耀？
We cannot look at His glory directly.
我们没有办法直接的注视神的荣耀。
But we have seen His glory in the face of Jesus Christ.
但是我们却在耶稣基督的脸上看见了他的荣耀。
And his glory is the Father's glory.
这个荣耀乃是父的荣耀。
May the glory of the Lord appear to us.
愿主的荣耀向我们显现。
It has already been appeared in Christ Jesus.
他已经在耶稣基督的里面显现出来。
And may today we see that glory.
但愿今天我们看见那个荣耀。
I often feel
我常常感觉，
if only we see the glory of God，
若是我们看见神的荣耀，
nothing matters anymore，
没有一件事我们会在乎的。
May the Lord have mercy upon us，
愿主怜悯我们。